一，中国地域辽阔，民族众多，因此地方菜肴各具特色。总体来讲，中国饮食可以大致分为八大地方菜系，当然还有其他很多著名的地方菜系，例如北京菜和上海菜等。二，四川菜系以辛辣为特色，着重使用辣椒，也常使用花椒。花椒具有一种独特的香气和味道，能在口腔中产生一种带有微刺感的麻木感觉。此外，大蒜、香葱、姜和豆豉也被应用于烹饪过程中。三，广东菜系味道清淡脆鲜，为西方人所熟知，常用猛禽走兽烹饪出具有创意的菜肴。广东厨师也分外注重菜肴的艺术感。四，我们餐馆专常做湖南菜，湖南菜系以味重辛辣为特色，辣椒和青葱是这一菜系中的必备品。五，这是北京烤鸭，这道著名的北京菜从元朝的时候就有了，北京烤鸭因其皮薄酥脆而令人称道。
Six. It is a special honor for me to have a chance to speak on behalf of all the members of our delegation. I would like to express our sincere thanks to Mr. Gao for inviting us and for all the hard work and thought you have given to the arrangements for our visit. We are also grateful for such a marvelous dinner tonight. Seven.In closing, I would like to invite you to join me in a toast to the trade and friendship between us, to the health of our Chinese friends. Cheers! 8. This visit has given me an excellent opportunity to convey to you warm greetings and sincere wishes from all the staff members of my company. 9.It is my great pleasure to have such an opportunity to come to China on behalf of my company and have a business negotiation with you. As a saying goes, seeing is believing. Your country is indeed a great country, and so are the people, which have left on me a deep impression. China has had tremendous achievements in the course of modernization,since its opening up to the outside, and has played an increasingly essential role in many international affairs. 10. I hope that you can come and pay a visit to my company so that we can have the opportunity to reciprocate your kindness and hospitality.